Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. When you're lonely, have you ever thought, where in the world is God? The truth is, He's right there beside you, which is where He's always been. He's with you even when you don't feel His presence. Now, the Bible says over and over that if you have a relationship with Jesus, then God is with you all the time. Jesus says it like this, I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. That's Matthew chapter 28, one of the greatest promises in the Bible. You will never be in a place where God is not. And if you've trusted Christ, not only is God with you, His Spirit is in you. He's inside of you. And that's why we place our hope in Him. Now, we learn more about hope when we look into the Bible. So let's get started.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life, and this is part three of a message called Understanding the Seasons of Life. It's taken from Genesis and Ecclesiastes. But before we hear from Rick, we'd love to tell you about a special gift we want to send you. Pastor Rick wants to send you his 8-message CD series called Connecting with God. Well, this series helps you better understand how to love God and how to love others. And Connecting with God is Pastor Rick's thank you gift for your donation that supports this Daily Hope broadcast. Now, today is the last day this special gift is available. So please call and give today and request your copy at 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or just contact us through the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org. And now, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, let me give you two facts about the school of experience in life. One of them is, if you flunk a test in the school of experience of life, you get to take it over. And some of you have been taking the same test 300 times. But you're going to learn it, and God will keep giving you the test. Like, for instance, are you learning to be patient? No. Well, God will put a lot of irritations around you until you learn to be patient. And you go, why is this happening to me? He wants you to learn. The second thing you need to know about the school of experience is that just about the time you think you've graduated, you learn there are more classes to take. And you're never going to stop learning as long as you're here on earth. There will always be more lessons to learn about God, about yourself, about other people, about the world, about the devil. God wants you to grow up. Now notice in that verse it says, remember what you've learned. Circle the word remember. Those who forget the past tend to repeat their mistakes. The problem of the Israelites is they kept forgetting over and over. They kept forgetting and they wouldn't remember the lessons they learned. So God says, okay, one more lap around the desert. And they did it. And 40 years. Now, you don't want to forget the lessons you learn. Otherwise, you have to relearn them. Have you ever had to do that? You make a mistake, you learn, and you go later and you make another one and you go, yo, I should have remembered that. I knew better. Well, the best way to remember your lessons is do this. Write them down. This is one of my journals. Now, I want to highly suggest that you keep a life journal. This is not a diary. Today I took Kay on a date. She had the coleslaw and I... No. No. I don't do diaries. A journal is where you simply write down, this is what I learned today. You write down the lessons that you learn about life and about God. And you put them in there, and periodically you go back and you read them. So then you go, oh yeah, I don't want to remember, I want to forget that one. I highly recommend you do this, because the Bible says, remember what you've learned in your experiences with the Lord. Now, what does God want me to learn? Well, He wants you to learn a lot of things. We'll look at that in the weeks ahead. But there is one overarching lesson He wants every one of you to learn in life. And it's this. Look at the next verse, 2 Corinthians 1:9. This happened so that we might learn to trust, not in ourselves, but in God. And God will bring all kinds of experiences in your life to teach you to trust, not in yourself, but in God. And sometimes all the legs are going to be pulled out from under you, and you're going to be flat on your back. And when you're flat on your back, then you have to look up to God. You see, you will never know, experientially, you'll never know that God is all you need until God's all you've got. You just don't know. You just don't know that God is all you need until God's all you've got. And there will be times in your life when God's all you've got left and everything else has been taken from you. And then you learn He's all you need. I talked to a guy who was dying one day and he said this. He said, "I've been to the bottom and Jesus is rock solid." You don't learn that in the book. You don't learn that in the sermon. You learn that from being at the bottom. That's the first thing. What does God want me to learn? Kay's going to come and talk to us about the next things we need to ask. Let's give her a welcome.
The next two points go together, and I'm going to give you the fill-in and what can I blend them together, so hang in there with me. The first fill-in on number two is, what can I enjoy in this season of my life? And then the fill-in for number three is, what is most important in this season? What can I enjoy in this season in my life, and what is most important in this season of my life? They really go hand in hand. Some people are always getting ready to be happy. They have the idea of, well, when the job picks up, or the business slows down, or I finish this report, or when I'm feeling better, then that's when I'll be able to be happy. But the Bible says we're not supposed to wait to enjoy life. We're supposed to enjoy it right now. Read with me what Ecclesiastes 11:8 says. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. Underline that. And you need to have that one starred or asterisked in your Bible. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. And we ought to enjoy every single day, even the good ones, even the bad ones, because each one of them is a gift from God. Each day and each season is a gift from God. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, to give thanks in all circumstances. That is God's will for you. So we are to live the good and the bad days and the hard days and the easy days with a sense of gratitude because each has been given to us by God. Now, one of the most pivotal concepts that I'm trying to learn in my life, and I know that you need to work on in your life, is this, that time is life, and life is short. This verse isn't on your outline, but I want you to write it down, the reference, James 4:14. And it says there, how do you know what will happen tomorrow? What, after all, is your life? It is like a puff of smoke, visible for a little while and then disappearing into thin air. The Bible compares our lives to just this little puff of smoke. Let me ask you, how long does a little puff of cigarette smoke hang in the air? How long?
Too long.
Too long. Yes, well, that's beside the point. The point here is that that our lives are just this little puff of smoke. And while they're here for just a moment, then they're gone. One of the fallacies that we operate under is, I've got lots of time. Okay, I missed my child's soccer game. That's okay. I've got plenty of time to go to another soccer game. I've got lots of time to build my marriage. I've got lots of time to work on spending time with my husband or my wife. I've got lots of time to memorize God's word. I've got years to work on making my life count. That's a fallacy, because the Bible says, rather than having lots of time, we have this little puff of smoke, and then it's gone. And that means that the sooner we learn what really counts in life, then the sooner we'll get on to knowing what's important, and we'll get on to enjoying it and making the most of that particular season. Another fallacy that most of us operate under is this one, that is so pervasive in American culture, and it's this: I can have it all, right now, all the time. I can have it all, I can be it all, I can do it all, right now. I can have a great family, I can have a great job, I can have a lot of money, I can have good health, I can look good, I can know God well, I can do it all, right now. And the truth is, you can't. There have to be choices. Listen to this verse right here, Ecclesiastes 3:1. It's right there on the front of your outline, but let's look at it again. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for everything under heaven. If that's true, that refutes that idea that you can have it all at one time. Because you can't have it all at one time, it means you've got to make some tough choices, some tough decision about what really matters at this particular time in life. Ephesians 5:18 says, live life then with a due sense of responsibility, not as those who do not know the meaning and purpose of life, but as those who do. Make the best use of your time, despite the difficulties these days. I want to look at this for just a minute and talk about how it relates to parenting, because this is really where I am. What most of us do, most of us are not very good at enjoying the moment. We all talk about, oh yeah, stop and smell the coffee, stop and smell the roses. Come on, you don't do that. Neither do I. It's just something we talk about. But the Bible says that we are to enjoy the seasons and the moments of our lives because it's unique. What we tend to do is we look over here back at the past and we think either one of two things. Oh, it was so great back then. I wish that that part of my life was still present. I still wish these things were going on in my life. Or we have a lot of regret because we know we've made a lot of mistakes and we spend too much time worrying about it. Or we're over here looking at the future and we're going, oh, but what's going to happen when this happens? What will happen to my child? What will happen if this happens? What happens when we retire? What happens when my kids go off to college and I'm alone? And we worry over here, ignoring the fact that it's this moment that I'm to live in, not over here what was or over here what might be, but it's right now that the Bible says enjoy every day of your life. As I compare that to the stages of parenting, I think about when I had babies. Now, there's good and bad in every season. There are negatives. There are things that are really a drag. There are limitations in every season. And there are things in every season that are great. That are wonderful. As I look at that in parenting, I think about babies. There's, you know, with babies, you have to carry 50 pounds of paraphernalia with you everywhere you go. You can't usually have to get a bigger car to carry all the paraphernalia that goes along with having babies. That's the negative. The positive about having babies is they have this smell that is so sweet. And newborn babies have this smell. I love to sniff newborn babies' heads. I mean, I know it sounds wacky, but there's just something about it. And if you have a baby, I don't have to know you. I'm going to grab its head if I ever get near it and smell it because it's a unique thing. And it goes. It goes so quickly. Enjoy it. When you have toddlers, you're either always fishing the cat or the newspaper or the baby itself out of the toilet. This is what toddlers do. They're attracted to this thing. And that's the negative. You're always having to watch them. But the positive is they crawl up in your lap and they put those little faces next to you and they go, Mommy, why do dogs bark? And why? What is green? And who made God? Oh, gosh, I don't know. And they say, read this story again. And you read the story for the 300th time as you're watching this little person develop. It's a positive. Elementary school, they lied to me. They told me that I had all this freedom when my kids went off to school, that I was going to have this free life. Oh, I was going to get you to do this and do this. No, it's a lie. When kids get in elementary school, they come to you at 8 o'clock in the morning when they're leaving at 8:10, and they go, where are the brownies? You go, what brownies? The brownies I need for class. What brownies you need for class? Well, the ones I told you about. You didn't tell me about it. Where was it? It's in my backpack. That's elementary school for you. It's not freedom. Don't hold out for it, okay? It's not. But in those elementary school years, they're learning and they're developing and they're becoming little people. When they're junior high and high school, I mean, it's a roller coaster ride. It is a mad, mad roller coaster ride of up and down, emotions and highs and lows, and you're just kind of going nuts trying to hang on to them. I've got two teenagers. I know this stage well. That's the negative, trying to keep up, watching them as they go, oh, no, I don't think that's right at all, Mom. Where did you ever get such a dumb idea? You know, when this idea they perfectly thought was so reasonable up until this point that they turned 14. But again, you get to have input into the life of a human being, and you watch them forming decisions, making things that they know for themselves, decisions for their lives. The point of it is this, Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content in any situation. This is the moment I'm living in. As a parent, this is the season I'm in. Yeah, there's limitations. No matter what season you are in, not even just in parenting, whatever season, there's limitations. There are things you cannot do in the season of life you are in. They're gone. But there are opportunities and joys that are here that are also not in any other season. And if you are a wise person, you will begin to enjoy the moment. I like what Charles Swindoll says. He has this illustration. He gives that old nursery rhyme, Pussycat, Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to visit the Queen. Pussycat, Pussycat, what did you there? I chased a little mouse under her chair. And he says, stupid cat! You could have seen Big Ben. You could have seen Windsor Castle. You could have gone to the Thames River. You could have eaten scones and tea. You chased a mouse? I mean, you could do that at home. Live this moment. You're not supposed to be in that season. You're not supposed to be in this season. This is the season you're in. This is where God has put you. Enjoy the moments of this season. To make the most of them, you've got to, what can I learn? What can I enjoy? What is the most important? And then Rick is going to close with the last question that you need to ask yourself in every season.
Now, you guys never clap for my sermons.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's message called Understanding the Seasons of Life. It's from our series Growing in the Seasons of Life. And you're going to hear more in just a moment, but right now we have a special offer for you today. Pastor Rick wants to send you his 8-message CD series called Connecting with God. It helps you better understand how to love God and others. And Connecting with God is Pastor Rick's thank you gift for your donation supporting this Daily Hope broadcast. But today is the last day it's available, so please call and give today and request your copy. 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or just contact us through the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org. You might have heard us say in the past that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-funded broadcast, and that's why your financial support is so vital. So please call and give today, and then let us say thanks by sending you Rick's 8-message CD series called Connecting with God. Call us at 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or visit our website, rickwarren.org. And now once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You guys never clap for my sermons. The fourth question is, how can I help others in this season of life? How can I help others in this season of life? In other words, what good can I do during this season? Now let me get right to the point. The Bible says very clearly that you weren't put on this earth just to live for yourself. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, you were created for a life of good works. God gave you abilities, talents, and energy to help other people. He didn't put you on this earth just to be a selfish little clod. He wants you to help others. Now, a lot of us are always saying, oh yeah, I'm going to do that when things settle down. You ever heard that one? I'm going to get a ministry when things settle down. I'm going to get involved in my church when things settle down. I'm going to start helping in a charity. I'm going to help other people. Listen, they're not going to settle down. That's called L-I-F-E, life. You live in Southern California. Be realistic. Things are not going to settle down. Never. There will always be something to fill your schedule. So let me ask you, are you doing what you were made to do? Or are you spending all your time, all your energy, and all your effort on yourself? In every season of life, you have unique opportunities to help others in that season that you will never have again. And if you miss it when the season's over, you will never again be able to help people in that way because you're not in that season anymore. Look at these verses. Proverbs 3:22. Whenever you're able, do good to people who need help. Notice it says there, whenever. In other words, do what you can while you can and stop waiting for perfect circumstances. People say, well, you know, one of these days, I'm going to buy my wife some roses. One of these days, I'm going to write that note of thanks to that person who helped me out. One of these days, I'm going to make that phone call. One of these days, I'm going to send some flowers. Listen, when I die, don't send any flowers to my funeral. Okay? Just don't do it. I won't appreciate them. So, send them now. Better yet, send cinnamon rolls. Or chips and salsa. Or an address to a good restaurant. Do good when you can. People say, one of these days, someday I'm going to get involved in ministry. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you're not willing to do it today, you know what? There'll always be something saying, you don't have time, you don't have energy, you don't have effort. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, you know, Rick, when I die, I'm going to give all I have to the church. I said, why don't you do it now? Why wait till you're 6 feet under? I say, you know, do your giving while you're living, then you'll be knowing where it's going. Okay. I'm sure put the church in your will. That's great. But give it now and you get the joy of seeing what happened to it and how it blessed people and reached them and helped them grow. There's no better time than now to serve God and help other people. You see, most people are miserable in life because of two reasons. They spend all their time regretting the past and all their time worrying about the future, and so they spend the present procrastinating today. And they never get anything done. Let me give you the secret of happiness. It's service. The secret of happiness is giving your life away in serving God and others, because you were wired by God to do that. If you live for yourself, you'll never be happy. But if you learn to give your life away in ministry and service and helping other people, that's where the joy comes from. Jesus said you lose your life to find it. People talk about the good life. The real good life is a life that consists of doing good. Doing good. Ecclesiastes 11:4. Read this with me. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. How many of you agree with that verse? Right. You see, God wants to use the season you are in right now to help other people. So let me be real blunt. What is it that you know would be a good thing to do, or it's the right thing to do? It would help you grow and it would help other people. But you keep putting it off. You keep procrastinating. You keep saying, well, yeah, I'm going to get involved in Sunday school ministry or this. What are you going to do? Let me give you a little homework. Do something good this week. Something totally altruistic every day for somebody else. And maybe they won't even know about it. Maybe you can just do it in secret. Do something good for somebody else. Something totally unselfish. Do those kind of things. And watch what God does in your life. Stop waiting for things to get better. Life must be lived right now. It's the only day you're guaranteed of. You're not guaranteed of tomorrow. So whatever you're going to get about doing in your life, get started today. Would you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus Christ, I do really want to grow in you. I want to develop spiritually. And would you use the seasons of my life? Would you teach me to learn to trust you in every season, even the difficult ones? Jesus Christ, I invite you to be at the center of every season of my life so that you can build the character that I will take with me to heaven. In your name I pray. Amen.
That's Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, we'll share an exciting preview of his next message. But just before that, Pastor Rick would love to send you his 8-message CD series called Connecting with God. The series helps you better understand how to love God and others. And Connecting with God is Pastor Rick's thank you gift for your donation to help support this Daily Hope broadcast. But today is the very last day it's available, so please call and give today and request your copy at 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or just contact us through the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org. Here's what's coming up next time on Daily Hope.
When you feel like you've been betrayed, when you feel like you've been forsaken, when you feel like you've been abandoned by people you thought you could count on. Maybe it was friends. Maybe it was family members. Maybe you've been betrayed by a spouse. Maybe you've been betrayed by a business that you thought, man, I'm giving my life to this and I'm set. I'm set here. And all of a sudden you're given the pink slip and you're out the door. In this audience here today, in this large crowd behind all of our faces, a number of you are dealing with this pain right now.
That's next time. Be sure to join us again as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.